Chapter 1. Some Historical Aspects. The fable above describes in a reasonable manner, albeit with some reservations, the status of physical after the emergence of quantum mechanics in its present form in the mid-20s. Perhaps the major difference is that, in the case of physics, there was no group of wise travellers giving us with a new weapon. A more accurate analogy would be to say that our friends just stumbled on rifles and found how to shoot by trial and error, while some of them, more astute than the others, prepared the attempted explanation. At this point in history enters the scene our friend questionnaire, who in real life did not correspond to one, but various physical, which drew attention to conceptual inconsistencies and diverged from the prevailing view in different ways. Among them, the most notorious were undoubtedly Einstein, who never accepted the orthodox interpretation of the formalism of quantum mechanics, known as the School of Copenhagen D. There are no words to describe the resounding success experienced by quantum mechanics in the 20th century physics. It is surely the most successful theory in the history of science. Their results explain the nature of the behaviour in dozens of different areas. Their MO forecasts, verified by perfect experience, coming sometimes to reproduce the experimental data to the 8 decimal place. Its applied use is the basis of microelectronics, a science of materials, laser technology, modern chemistry. The behaviour of light, metals, superconductors, organic molecules, atoms, nuclei, elementary particles obey blindly and to this day do not know any limits of validity of the theory. In other words, the material world is, without a doubt, quantum. This state of affairs explains the indifference that the bulk of the scientific community nurtures the foundation issues. But at the same time, it emphasizes the importance of these because the fact is that the 60 years of its discovery, the most basic and comprehensive theory of modern physics, have not had their nature embraced by us entirely. Show that these difficulties are indeed severe and disturbing, and what the range of alternatives that we are the goals of this work. In the reminder of this opening chapter, we discuss briefly the conceptual assumptions that always adopted the elaborate of physical theory. Then quantum mechanics is presented succinctly in its current formulation. Finally, to illuminate and highlight the oddities of the theory, we present and discuss these specific situations, thoughts and experiments, where forecasts of the same actively violate our intuition and they even seem paradoxical. In the next chapter, when we discuss the different interpretation of the formalism of alternatives, we will use these situations to test them and shed some light on them. Like the last comment, I would point out to the uninitiated that the adjective quantum C, used to describe the theory, does not bring itself worthy any particular meaning of note and should be its use to historical reasons. Throughout this work, we will use the terms quantum mechanics interchangeably and quantum theory, quantum physics, and quantum theory. A little bit of philosophy. Almost all of us who are dedicated to the physics, mathematics or philosophy already had fun, at least once, with a solipsistic argument. It is that line of reasoning that says that the only reality of the world is your consciousness and all sensory bio-experienced, whether visual, auditory or tactical, a mere hallucination, dream even, generated by your mind. There is, therefore, no reality outside the material and independent of you. There are only your feelings and your conscience, and all illusory is the rest. The chair where you sit, the floor, your body, and all others. The solipsistic argument is fun for two reasons: to be unanswerable, and it fascinates. Also, since it adopts, it will not go any further. We stayed for a few minutes to laugh at imagining a discussion between two solipsistic, each firm and, or, what the other is only a hallucination of his mind, and then forgotten. There is not much to do when it is solipsistic. But at least, in one aspect, solipsism is quite useful. It underscores the fact that the only unquestionable realities are my conscience and my feelings, all the rest being subject to doubt.